GOP Rep. Stefanik, Governor Cuomo hypocritical to refuse to be held accountable for thousands of nursing home deaths. By Trent Baker on June 29, 2020. Monday on FNC's Fox & Friends, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, reacted to the report of a coronavirus outbreak in New York being linked to a high school student attending a graduation ceremony after visiting Florida. Stefanik slammed New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, for demanding an investigation into the student, calling it the height of hypocrisy because the governor refuses to be held accountable for his policy to send coronavirus patients back to nursing homes, which led to thousands of coronavirus-related deaths in the state. The reason why it's hypocritical is the governor refuses to be held accountable for the thousands and thousands of seniors who lost their lives because of the failed and fatal nursing home policies, Stefanik argued. So, yes, of course, we need to contact trace individuals that attended that high school graduation ceremony. But it really have hypocritical that the governor is pointing fingers at this high school student. It was a fatal policy and most importantly, it did not follow federal guidance from CMS, she added. Federal guidance from CMS was very clear that a nursing home should only accept a positive COVID patient if they were able to isolate them and did they had adequate PPP and testing. New York State has not been transparent, and family members of seniors who lost their lives have not gotten answers but most importantly were not even made aware when there was positive COVID cases in these senior living facilities. Stefanik went on to point out that Cuomo has blamed President Donald Trump, journalists, healthcare workers, senior citizens and Republican lawmakers. These families deserve accountability, they deserve transparency, they deserve answers, and most importantly, we need to make sure as policymakers that this never happens in New York State or anywhere again, she declared. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.